may be helped to commence this morning's service of worship by singing together hymn number 75. Hymn 75, tune Theodora, 423. It is a hymn which I have this morning shrunk from giving out, but it's a very searching hymn. But it was the first line which drew me to it, and if we know the work of our heavenly potter, it may be uncomfortable, but it'd be a blessing. Hymn 75. Behold the potter and the clay. He forms his vessels as he please. Such is our God, and such are we, the subjects of his high decrees. Does not the workman's power extend o'er all the mass, which part to choose and mould it for a nobler end, and which to leave for viler use? May not the sovereign Lord on high dispense his favours as he will, choose some to life while others die, and yet be just and gracious still. We commence singing at that third verse, hymn 75 to tune Theodora, 423.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together now. We turn to the book of Psalms and we read Psalm 25 and Psalm 27. The 25th and the 27th Psalm. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me. For I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May the Lord own and bless the truths that we have now read. And may the Lord help us in prayer. O Lord, we have read concerning the exercise of prayer with thy servant of old, and thy delivering grace. We have read also when thou said, Seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face will I seek. And so, Lord, we come now as helped and enabled to seek the face of God. The face of God in the person of thy well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we come and plead in and for the sake of his precious name and glorious person as our great High Priest, who now sits at the right hand of the throne of God, there to intercede for thy church and people. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast finished thy work of redeeming love and grace. And now thou in heaven art, there for the sacred benefit of thy dear people, thou hast returned to glory. Now, to represent thy dear people in heaven's high courts above, and to plead our cause and case, and make it completely good. Now, Lord, thou hast sent thy Holy Spirit, and Lord, we thank thee for the gift of thy Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, and Lord, for that sacred help that thy good Spirit doth give to thy poor and needy people who are so dependent upon thee and who know not what to pray for sometimes as we ought because of the infirmity and the weakness and the limitations that are ours. Oh, descend from heaven, immortal dove. We thank thee that thou dost dwell on the earth and tabernacle with thy dear people in this wilderness, and grant that divine power that we may be enabled to do that which is required of us. For Lord, we cannot do those things that are commanded in and of ourselves, because we are finite, we are fickle, our flesh is weak. But oh, we pray for the gift, the power, the dew, the unction of thy Holy Spirit, so that we can draw near in faith and plead that thou wilt hear and answer prayer. For Lord, to whom else can we go unto, or to which of the saints can we turn? We come to that Lord as thou, and thou alone. Vain is the help of man, but through the Lord we shall do valiantly. Grant us courage amidst the discouragements, the tribulations of the wise, the trial of faith, the afflictions, the infirmities, the losses, the crosses. Lord, thou knowest the way that each one of thy dear people takes, all in accordance with thy sovereign will and good pleasure. Oh, what grace, Lord. What grace we need every day, every hour, every moment, continually. And oh, we pray that thine ancient sacred promise may be fulfilled, that as thy days, so shall our strength be. And so, Lord, thou in thy mercy hast brought us on this another Lord's Day into the sanctuary here. O Lord, do remember us, we pray thee. Grant thy blessing on thy word read. Grant to me, dear Lord, and all thy dear servants today, that ministerial grace, that God-given ability, that all may prove to be well, and that thy word may have free course and be glorified in the midst of Zion and in our hearts. O Lord, we thank thee that nothing can bind thy word. Nothing can hinder it. Oh, may thy word, Lord, which is quick and powerful, enter our hearts today and grant that sweet hope, that blessed confidence, Lord, in thee. Happy is the people that hath the God of Jacob for their help. O Lord, may we know Jacob's God to be our God, we beseech of thee. And so, Lord, remember all gathered now in the house of God to worship thee in this public way and manner. Suit thy mercies, Lord, unto us according to our individual needs and separate pathways. For Lord, thou knowest the way we take and the path we walk in. And oh, may thy mercy, Lord, and thy truth be granted, and have compassion upon us, and help us. Those unable, Lord, to present their body before thee in the house of God, oh, be with them, Lord, where they are in their afflictions. And grant, Lord, thy felt presence in their souls, notwithstanding the fact that they are not in thy house. Nevertheless, Lord, thou canst go to thy dear people wherever they are, at home or abroad, on the land or on the sea. Yea, Jonah in the fish's belly. And so, Lord, do remember each one with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Remember, Lord, the dear children present We thank Thee, Lord, for this blessing in this house of God, and pray that Thou wilt bless the dear children as Thou didst when Thou wast here on earth, except ye be converted and become as little children. Oh, may we know and be favoured with that childlike simplicity, that complete trust, Lord, in Thee. For except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, Lord, we pray for the peace and the prosperity and the good of Thy cause here. Be with our dear friend in office as deacon, in the responsibilities day by day of this cause of truth. We pray that Thou wilt be with them and be with all the friends and help them to continue by the grace of God. And Thy dear servant that goes forth from this church, Lord, be with him where he is to die. And grant to him as well as me and all Thy servants that ministerial grace and God-given ability to declare the unsearchable riches of God. Now, Lord, we pray for those special cases of great need. Lord, we pray for that dear child that suffered that what men call an accident on the past day. But Lord, there are no accidents with Thee, for Thou dost know all things. But that which overtook that young child, oh, we thank Thee that the dear child was not drowned. And we pray, Lord, that as Thou hast spared that dear child's life thus far, that Thou wilt continue to help the doctors and nurses to do that which is needful and necessary, so that that dear child may be spared and completely restored. O Lord, we would not limit Thy power for a moment, for Thou hast all power in heaven and on the earth. And so, Lord, do grant to the dear parents and grandparents and the whole family at large that realization of the sovereignty of God. Thou, Lord, doth not give account of any of Thy matters. But oh my, there be that realization that these things work for good and for the furtherance of the gospel and for the kingdom of Thy grace. We also pray, dear Lord, for my own dear wife in her affliction. Oh Lord, do we pray Thee, grant that all that was attended to on the past day may, under the Lord's hand and blessing, be instrumental in healing and restoring and upholding mercies. Oh Lord, do sustain her in body, mind and soul in these deep waters of affliction and afflictive dispensations that overtake and render us so completely dependent. And make us to realise, Lord, make me to know how frail I am, how frail, Lord, we are. And some of us, Lord, have been made to feel it, and to know it, and to labour under it. And we need much grace and strength, equal to the day. Now, Lord, we thank Thee for every favour and blessing conferred upon us. Oh, how great is Thy goodness. And we would thank Thee for it and pray that Thou wilt follow us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Remember all the assemblies of Thy saints today, and all Thy ministering servants. Oh, bless, Lord, the preaching of the gospel. We beseech of Thee, may the kingdom of Thy grace grow in the church and in each of our hearts. And may we each be graciously exercised and concerned before Thee regarding life, but more especially regarding the heir and article of death. O Lord, do prepare us each to stand before Thy face, Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Remember, Lord, our poor nation, sunk in sin and iniquity and transgression and shame and disgrace. O Lord, what a solemn state we're in. Lord, Thy day is so desecrated by the multitudes of men and women. But we thank Thee, Lord, that there is still a little remnant according to the election of grace. Oh, do then, Lord, grant to our leaders, if it could please Thee, give to them that wisdom that cometh down from heaven. Grant to them Thy tender filial fear, that they may act according to the tenor of Thy word. And likewise our King, likewise the national church, and Lord, do preserve us from our enemies. Let not sin and Satan triumph over us, for Thou, Lord, hast gained the victory. And now, Lord, may we be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Bless the singing of the sacred hymns today. Help me, Lord, to speak. Help the friends to hear. And may all redound to the honour and glory of God, as we ask all with the forgiveness of our every sin, as we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are, a God willing, Mr. Marcus Funnell will preach here next Lord's Day evening, and that there will be a red address during the prayer meeting a red sermon during the morning service. And Mr. Bernard Burgess will preach here on Tuesday evening. Mr. Paul Tyler will preach here this evening, with the ordinance of the Lord's Supper being observed during the evening service. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing together hymn number 888. Hymn 888, the tune of St. Anatolius, 555. No wit or will of man, or learning he may boast. No power of reason can draw sinners unto Christ. So fallen is nature, such her flaw, none come except the Father draw. Hymn 888, tune of St. Anatolius, 555.
Thank you.
as the Lord shall be pleased to help me, dear friends, I would ask your prayerful and loving attention for the word to be found in one of the Psalms that we read, number 27. And I bring before you verse 9, the 9th verse. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. What a blessed and wonderful and sacred fullness there is in the Word of God. How applicable it is to the needs and the pathways and the experiences of God's dear people. And the many testimonies there are in the sacred pages of divine truth of the Lord's dear people in former days. And their experiences, yea, their spiritual experiences. And this, together with the psalm that we read, 25, is a psalm of David. And David was a chosen, elect vessel of mercy. He was chosen by God to election and redemption and salvation before time began. Yet, furthermore, when he was born, then after a season, after following and keeping his father's sheep, he became the King of Israel. But friends, that did not exempt him from trouble or affliction. And friends, he knew the plague of his own heart, as you have just sung of. He knew that plague. He knew the burden of sin. And friends, the path of tribulation and the burden of sin and enemies that sought his overthrow, particularly Saul, brought him continuously into the exercise of prayer. If ever there was a praying man recorded in Scripture, it was David. And following the text on Tuesday, you know, dear Jonah, and I call him Jonah because he feared God and he was a chosen vessel of mercy, but you know, in the first chapter of the book of Jonah, there's not one word of prayer that came from Jonah's heart. Not one word. And friends, when that mighty storm came and the mariners feared the ship would be broken and lost, where was Jonah? Sleeping, asleep, unconcerned, unexercised. Friends, a child of God in a prayerless state. And the shipman came to him and said, Arise, O sleeper, pour upon thy God, if so God will be gracious to us. There's not one word of prayer in that first chapter that came from Jonah's heart. Now the Lord brought him into that fish's belly. Chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed. It begins with Jonah's prayer. And friends, the Lord knows what to bring his dear people into, to make them pray. And our heart to be engaged in prayer before God. This isn't the Pharisees' prayer, friends. That won't do. It's the publican's prayer. Prayers indicted by the Lord. The Lord engages the heart. And the prayer comes through the lip. The voice is heard. David was a praying man. Friends, are we praying men and women? Because you see, when the Lord said to David, "Seek ye my face," his heart responded, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." My heart said. And this is where prayer is indicted. This is where the heart is engaged. Some of the old ministers at the prayer meetings, when they used to call upon the men to pray, they used to say, "Will, friend," and mention a name, "engage in prayer." It's an engagement of heart before God. That's what prayer is. And David, friends, needed the Lord. If there was a man that needed God, David did. And friends, it's the same with the Lord's people today. What do you need? You need the Lord. The Lord's people need him. We cannot live without him. So David then pleads, "Hide not thy face far from me." What causes the face of God to be hidden? Our sin. Sin, our sin, God hides his face for a season from his dear people. And friends, that constitutes a greater exercise of soul, so that the psalmist said, "Put not thy servant away in anger." And God, friends, his anger, his displeasure is known in the hearts of his people due to the Adam fall and their own sin. And this brings forth more prayer and urgency. Oh, and come unto God in faith. He that believeth, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And friends, it is diligent business that the psalmist was engaged in. Very diligent. And friends, it'll be the same with us. The Lord brings his people into straits, into difficulties, into sorrows and griefs, into afflictions and infirmities. And what's the purpose? To make us more prayerful, to stir us up to God-honoring prayer. You know, dear friends, if there's one thing that the people of God come short in, and I begin with myself, it's the exercise of prayer. Oh, how short we come. What did the Lord say? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh, friends, what faintings there are in prayer. How short we come. Look at the three favoured disciples in Gethsemane. There was Christ in his agony of soul. Watch with me. What did they do? Falling asleep. Oh, friends. Jonah, fast asleep. Oh, our poor, finite, fickle, sinful flesh renders us unable to do that which God requires. Now we need faith, as I said yesterday. We need the Spirit. And it's the Spirit of God that gives faith, because the Spirit of God, one of the precious fruits of the Spirit of Christ, is faith. And so, friends, the Lord knows in our providential circumstances to work this work of grace in our hearts, to further the work of grace and to make us more exercised, more prayerful before the God of heaven. Because, you see, the child of God is brought to this. You know that God can do everything. I know that the Lord can do all things, Job said. And friends, we have to be brought to that, to fully believe, because our heart by nature has unbelief, and that limits the power of God. And the children of Israel in the wilderness were guilty of that. Limiting the power of God. There is no limit to God's power. He has all power in heaven and on the earth. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And friend, when we come into these straits, then the Lord shows to us that he has almighty power and he can do all things. Well, dear friends, this is the path of the Lord's dear people. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. What brought this word, I hope, into my heart? As to bring really, and my mind was not really settled until I was here, and it's sometimes the Lord leads us into a path and we cannot act as we desire to do in waiting upon the Lord on the Saturday, as we desire to do, and the Lord brings us into difficulties to make us more dependent, and the services are before us, and we need divine help. Well, we do every time we stand in the pulpit, but sometimes we feel to need more help, greater help, if I can express it thus. Now, there's something very wonderful about this couplet in this verse. The psalmist can and does honour God. Then he pleads with the Lord. Then he has the assurance of faith. And all this is contained in just a few words. You know, dear friends, there's more than a few words in the Word of God than all the multitude of words of men by nature. Oh, out of the abundance of words of men, sinful men, there wanteth not sin. Man is full of talk by nature, but friends, it's vain, it's empty. But here, just in a few words from God, there's everything that the child of God needs. And he honours God in this by testifying, "Thou hast been my help." That honours God because it's true. God has been our help. Now, look at your life. Look at your life. What can you say? You can't deny the Lord has been your help. You can't deny the Lord has been your helper. Because unless this was true of you and me, dear friends, we wouldn't be here this morning. The fact that we're here is a blessed testimony to this truth in our own heart and life. Thou hast been our help. Indeed, the Lord has. And he helps his dear people in all their times of need. And friends, as Paul said, having obtained help of God, I have continued unto this day. And you and I, friends, have continued to this day by the help of God. There's no question about it. There's no unbelief here, friends. There's no limit in the power of God. It's a blessed testimony of divine truth for the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Because God has laid help upon one who is mighty. King Jesus, friends. Oh, the wonder of this divine help. Now, there's something else, friends. It's nothing for the Lord to help. Asa was one of the kings of Judah, and he was a good king for many years, but in the latter 3 years of his life, he wasn't such a good king. But I leave that for now. A majority of his life, he acted well in the fear of the Lord. Now, he had the host of the Ethiopians come against him. It was a mighty host. He was outnumbered completely. And in his prayer to God, he said this, "Lord, it is nothing with thee to help." This is the wonder of God's help. It's nothing with the Lord to help. He spake and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast. And the Lord helps his dear people through the person of Jesus Christ. "Now hide not thy face from me, thy face will I seek." The person of Christ is revealed. Dear Apostle, and I must just quote it exactly because I can't just formulate exactly the words in their order that the Apostle brings before us, so I must just quote it exactly. I don't like to misquote Scripture. The Apostle says this, "For in whom the God of this world, that Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God and this is the verse 3, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now this is where the Lord is propitious to his dear people. It's in the person of Jesus Christ. It's in the face of Jesus Christ. And there the Lord is propitious and gracious and merciful and long-suffering to his dear people. In the person of Christ, yes. But in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh friends, have we seen the face of Jesus Christ? Jacob did, didn't he, at Peniel, when he wrestled with the angel that night in his extreme need, when Esau was coming with 400 men. Oh friends, there's only one path to take. That was a path of safe retreat, the path of prayer. Oh, friends, and he wrestled with the angel of the covenant. And what did he say after the Lord blessed him? I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Oh friends, that was the angel of the covenant, a revelation of Christ before his sacred, holy incarnation. I have seen God face to face. There the Lord was gracious. There he was merciful. There he granted deliverance. Peniel, my life is preserved. Jacob, friends, happy is he, the psalmist says, that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Is Jacob's God, friends, your God? He's a covenant-keeping God, because God gave the covenant to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Oh, friends, and in that strait, in that wrestling prayer, in that deliverance, he saw God face to face in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, there's your salvation. There's your salvation. And he says in this verse, he could lay claim to God. O God of my salvation. Now, you see, this is how the Lord works. He brings his people into these straits and difficulties. They are unable to look back. Jacob did, and pleaded with the Lord what the Lord had said at Bethel. And friends, that was his pleading ground. And you can look back, friends, and see the Lord's delivering grace and prayer answered. And you can say with the psalmist, thou hast been my help. Thou hast heard and answered, dear Lord, in days of the past. We have a Bethel, we have an Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now there's something further. Now there's something new. The hymn writer knew something of it. As soon as one troubles o'er, another doth ensue. It's tribulation here below, friends. And the king of Israel, David, wasn't exempt from it. And nor was Hezekiah. Oh, look what Hezekiah came into. He was oppressed. He was burdened. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed, he said. Undertake for me. Oh, what he came into. But his prayer's on record. And God heard that prayer and God answered it. because Isaiah the prophet told him what the Lord had said to Isaiah. And friends, you know what the Lord has brought you into in your life to make you proud. Perhaps, friends, you've been brought once in your life into a strait so extreme, so great, there was only one path to take, and that was to plead with God. Friends, did the Lord fail you? Did he forsake you? Did he? No. What an Ebenezer you can rise. Hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Thou hast been my help. Friends, a part of the exercise of a child of God is to glorify the Lord. Thou hast been my help. Glorify God, the apostle said, in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. And this is glorifying to the Lord, to praise him for what he's done. Now he's eternal. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's eternally the same. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies, Jeremiah said, that we are not consumed, but his compassions fail not. They are new. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Make me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. In the morning, the psalmist prayed. Well, thou hast been my help. Oh, this help, it's so suited to your particular need. This is the, if I could express it thus, the sacred quality, the sacred essence, the sacred fullness of this help, because it's suited to the case of every child of God. That's the wonder of it. You need help in your way. I need help in my particular way. And the Lord's people are led in different paths, and they need help in that particular experience. Now the wonder of God's help is, it meets every case. It never fails. It can't, because Jesus Christ is eternally the same. God the Father, as I said, has laid help upon one who is mighty, mighty to save. And so, friends, let us honour God now and say, thou hast been my help. God is well pleased in the person of Jesus Christ when we honour him and praise him for his goodness. Leave me not. Leave me not. No, dear friends, you don't want the Lord to leave you. You see, this brings before us a further degree of exercise of soul. You can say the Lord has been your helper and praise God for it, but that doesn't make a child of God complacent. That doesn't make them indifferent. That doesn't make them careless. And say, well, the Lord has been my help in the past, now I haven't got to be concerned at all about the future. No, friends, the Lord will keep us dependent and exercised upon the Lord. And this is why the psalmist says, leave me not. Friends, is this how it is with you? I believe it is with me. We can bear testimony to the faithfulness of God, but that won't make you indifferent or careless or presumptuous. better make him more exercise before God. Leave me, Lord, dear Lord. I can't live without thee. I can't continue without thee. I can't preach another sermon, Lord, without thee. Oh, if you knew, friends, how I came here to die. If you knew. Oh, the Lord saw my heart. Oh, if you knew how I drove along the road to this chapel. Oh, friends, the Lord knows. Whatever shall I do? Whatever shall I do? Oh, thou hast been my help. The Lord has never failed me, friends, in over 40 years in the ministry of the word. No. I don't believe he ever will. But that makes me exercise continually. Leave me not, dear Lord. Leave me not. Don't put me to shame, Lord. Don't put me to confusion. No. Leave me not is a good prayer, friend. It comes from the heart. Oh, and the Lord is well pleased. And the Lord answers this. You know, dear friends, the desires that come from the hearts of God's people, the Lord answers. How has he answered this? I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Well, dear friends, the promise of God, I will never leave thee. What did the Lord say to Moses? He was exercised. Lord, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. We can't go, dear Lord, another step without thee. The Lord answered, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. So the Lord answers the exercises of the soul of the believer from the promises of God. Now all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. And he laid help upon one who is mighty. And friends, there's nothing impossible with the Lord. Oh, he comes, doesn't he, walking upon the sea. He comes skipping upon the hills, leaping upon the mountains. And where does he come to? Where you are, poor soul. That's where he comes. Right where you are. Right where Peter was. It is I. Be not afraid. There was the presence of God with him and with the disciples in that boat. It is I. The presence of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Leave me not. The Lord hadn't left them. There they were, toiling and rowing. The sea roared and was tempestuous, fearing to sink. Ah, but the Lord didn't leave them. The Lord didn't leave. He came right where they were, right where Peter was. He took him by the arm and saved him from sinking. You see, friends, the psalmist sets before us these beautiful truths. They are full of doctrine. They all flow from the dear Redeemer. Neither forsake me. Oh, friends, do you feel, have you been tempted by the devil, that the Lord will forsake you? He'll leave you. He'll abandon you. This is what Satan tempts the Lord's people on. Yes, the Lord has helped you till now, but now he'll leave you. He'll forsake you. And you'll be finished. That's the devil's temptations, friends. But you have an answer. You have an answer. The answer, the full assurance of faith. Oh God, of my salvation. And you see, coming from these deep pathways, The Lord confirms his dear people. The Lord brings the word of his grace and proves to you that he is your salvation. He's the God of salvation. The Lord is the God of salvation. What did Jonah say, friends? When the Lord would vomit him out of the fish's belly, or the whale's belly. What did he say? What did Jonah say? Salvation is of the Lord. And in that deep path he was called to walk in for his disobedience. That was the conclusion. That was the blessed answer. He could testify to the glory of God that salvation is of the Lord. There's no salvation apart from Christ. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The God of salvation. Oh, friends, you may look at the other brethren and sisters in the church, in the chapel, and say, well, I believe they're saved characters, but Lord, what about me? Well, you have the answer. My. And your friends, the Lord is your God. You have to go to him continually and seek his face. You have to wait upon him. Wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. How? In prayer. There we wait on the Lord, friends. Oh, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What a good spiritual place it is to be waiting on the Lord. Well, dear friends, leave me not, neither forsake me. Oh, the psalmist said in the 25th psalm, didn't he? He said, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me. For I am a desolate and afflicted. You see, friends, we have to go into these depths to know the wonder of the Lord's redeeming love and grace and, His salvation. Salvation, friends. We need it. We need to be saved. We need to be saved from every enemy, from every foe. We need to be saved from sin and Satan and this bewitching world. It's only the Lord can save. Blessed be his holy name. And so David concludes in the other psalm that we read, redeem him out of all his troubles. Redeem. Deliver. Oh, there's no redemption apart from Christ. Redeem. Oh, to bring us back to God. A price had to be paid in redemption. There's no redemption apart from a price being paid. And what was that price? The precious blood of Christ. That was the price. And that redeems Israel, the Israel of God. It redeems every Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn number 736. 736. June Brookfield, 310. Show me some token, Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. Thus may I see that I am thine, and fill my heart to thee ascend. Then shall I know that thou art mine, my God, my Father, and my friend. Hymn 736, June Brookfield, 310.
Thank you.
for thy gracious help. Own and bless, Lord, all that hath been attended to in this service and also in the prayer meeting before the service. And now, Lord, do be with us in the interval and come up with us again, God willing, this evening. And favour us with thy gracious help and presence then. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the Father's love, the communion of thy Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.